My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our reflection this morning centers on mercy, kindness, and love of God towards us in spite of our shortcomings. These key words, mercy, kindness, and love of God, cut across all the readings of today. In the first reading of today, God recounts his mercy, his kindness towards the people of Israel. He promises to make them his special possession, very special to him, more than any other nation. If only they would hearken to his voice and keep his covenant. But did they do that? No. The people of Israel disappointed God several times and abandoned him for other gods several times. But did God abandon them? No, God kept showing them love and mercy. Who are the people, the new people of Israel today? Who are they? Who are the new people of Israel today? Of course, you know, we are the new people of Israel. The question now is our relationship with God or our attitude towards him better than that of the Israelites of old? In my own thinking, now, ours can be even worse. In our relationship with God, our attitude towards him, it can be even worse. Today, people will have Jesus on their lips and the word in their heart. The second reading of today, the second reading says, but God loves us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. One of the greatest attributes of God is mercy. There was this story told by a bishop, one of the bishops from Africa, about a priest who was a drunkard and became a problem to his parish. Under the influence of alcohol, he would disappear and the parishioners would be looking for him all over the place. At a point, they became tired of him and reported him to his bishop. The bishop invited the priest to his office and had a dialogue with him. The priest promised to change. Then the bishop reported him to another parish. Unfortunately, he got there but never changed. He remained the same, continued in his old ways. This time around, he would disappear for months. The parishioners would be looking for him. At a point, these parishioners got tired of him and reported him again to his bishop. The bishop was very annoyed with him, invited him to his office and scolded him. While he was scolding him, the priest listened attentively. At a point, the priest said, "Your Grace, please have mercy on me. I am a sick man." And this statement of the priest touched his bishop so much. So the bishop had mercy on him and sent him to a rehab center to be treated. So when he got better, this priest, the bishop sent him to Europe for further studies. Then he studied psychology and other related disciplines that would help him in his work. When he got home after the studies, the bishop assigned him the function of looking after other priests who had the problem of alcohol and other people they left faithful who had similar problems. This priest did his work very, very well because he was worse like these people. He knew them more than any other person. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when an instrument is not functioning well, do not throw it away. Repair it. That instrument can function better than before when it is repaired. In the gospel of today, Jesus sent his 12 apostles. He sent them into the world to evangelize, to show mercy, to show kindness, to heal the people physically and spiritually. And among them, you know, Judas Iscariot was among them, the man that betrayed him. Just imagine. Jesus never hated Judas. He loved Judas like he loved others. He never hated him. But he wanted him to repent. But Judas refused. A man said to his friend, "You see, when I get to heaven, I will ask Judas Iscariot why he did what he did." And his friend said, "You will never see Judas in heaven. Heaven is not the place for Judas." Then the man said, "If Judas is not in heaven, then ask him." You know the implication. If Judas is not in heaven, then you ask him. The other side. You see, sometimes we don't give people the benefit of doubt. A man can change overnight. A man went for a retreat, 1 week retreat. And the retreat moderator talked so much about love of God and neighbor and the love that should exist between husband and wife. The man was so touched and said within himself that he would repent because he noticed that he was not showing enough love. To his wife. One day he got home from work, then found his wife in the kitchen looking very tired. And he said to his wife, "Darling, why not go inside the room and have some rest? I will prepare the dinner and wash the dishes. When I finish preparing the dinner, then I will call you to come and take dinner." The wife looked at him in surprise. He couldn't believe her eyes. Then the wife obeyed him, went into the room. Then the husband prepared the dinner, washed the dishes, then went in to call his wife and found his wife in tears. The wife was weeping. Then the man said, "Darling, what is the matter?" The wife said, "I had a bad day today. While I was driving to work, I had a flat tire. And after that, there was a heavy traffic. When I got to my office, it was late. And my boss scolded me for the first time for coming late. And now, to make the matter worse, you are drunk under the influence of alcohol. You are acting under the influence of alcohol. So, please, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us give people the benefit of doubt. People can change overnight. People can change overnight. Don't believe that this person can no longer change. Do you have a stubborn son at home? He is very pig-headed. He does not obey your commands. And you have refused to show love to him. And in fact, you are deciding whether you should continue to pay his school fees or not. Because when you continue, it is like wasting your money. You don't listen to him any longer. And you are considering not buying gifts for him on his birthday. Please don't think like that. It is that one that is stubborn, that is pig-headed, that you should show more love to than others that are obedient. Or is it your mother that is almost 85 and you think that she is putting some pressures on you? Her demands are many. You can't satisfy her demands. Please remember that old people are the same all over the world. Continue to exercise patience with her. Because God exercises patience with us. God is always patient with us. And he wants us to extend the same to others. Or is it your husband that has refused to work because he lost his job during the COVID? And now he stays at home. What he does is every morning he wakes up, he says, "Oh Lord, open my lips." He will take breakfast, take lunch and dinner, and goes to sleep, and wakes up tomorrow morning and continues that way. He has refused to find a job. You work 24/7 to make ends meet. And this man doesn't want to help, doesn't want to contribute towards the upkeep of the house. And now you have decided to file for a divorce. Oh, come on. Young lady, you are better than that. A divorce? The world is watching you to know what you will do. Because you are a Christian. Look at it. If God were to divorce us, all of us, who will stand? If God were to divorce all of us, tell me, who will stand? Nobody. So why have you decided to file for a divorce? That wouldn't help matters. Not at all. For the fathers, remember, fathers, that you should be the source of inspiration to your family and to your kids, like our Heavenly Father is. Our Heavenly Father is kind, merciful, forgiving. You should be like that. A child was rushing home, and at a corner, he collided with a man, a stranger. And the stranger said, "Oh, kid, where are you rushing to?" The kid said, "Well, I'm rushing home because my mother is going to flog me." And the man said, "I didn't get it. Your mother will flog you? That's why you are rushing home?" The kid said, "Well, if my father gets home before me, my father will do the flogging and the situation will be worse." You see, why this child said this, a mother punishes with tenderness and care, but a father punishes with power. compassion. So dear fathers, please punish whenever you want to punish with love, tenderness and care like mothers. Don't punish with passion. You know the difference between tenderness, care, passion. You know the difference. So you have to show more love to your kids, to everybody around you. And God will continue to show more love to us. May God bless you.